If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do.
And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're here to, enlighten and give you empowerment and encourage you all out there. And I dropped all my notes, Frank. So sorry. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about harassment, betrayal, and your brain. Yeah. What does your brain have to do with those things? Well, we're going to find out. A lot of emotion hanging in there. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fighter, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too, joining me in that. And today's devotional puts us in Deuteronomy 30. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And also 1 John number chapter 1, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one, with another, and the blood of Jesus, the Son of the living God, cleanses us from all our sins. Amen to that. I'll take it to the bank every day. And I hope you are cracking open that Bible and getting close to the Lord. Mind the time, it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. I dropped all my quacker notes on the floor. Well, here's one. Scientists create a gene-edited animals, surrogate sires, to boost food production, they're saying. This is out of London. Scientists have created gene editing animals, pigs, goats, and cattle. They say they're going to improve on this creation of God's. They're going to produce better sperm with better traits. So there will be disease-resistant animals, and they will also produce a higher meat quality and a higher meat volume with all this genetic enhancing of the livestock. So the animals created for the first time by researchers with the United States and Britain using, of course, the CRISPR gene editing tool. So they take this essentially sterile blank slate and then they transplant sperm cells and produce the desired traits they want. The process, they say, could help farmers have healthier, more productive animals using fewer resources like water, food, and medicine. So, I mean, you know, livestock that doesn't need as much food, water, and medicine. Isn't that interesting? Gene editing at its finest. I suppose what they're going to feed these gene-edited cows. I don't know. Here's another one. Heart attack survivors may benefit more from taking high-dose multivitamins than they do the statin drugs. Oh, my goodness. This is out of the American Heart Journal. They said heart attack survivors typically are at a greater risk of experiencing another cardiovascular event, like a heart attack or a stroke. So this recent study suggests researchers, if they take high doses of multivitamins, which would be beneficial, and protect them from those events better than the statin drugs. This is a 160,000 patient study that they did. They said that the drugs failed to reduce levels of bad cholesterol. Supposedly the drug manufacturers reduced by 40-50%. Well, that's not what the research found. So they said high doses of multivitamins and mineral supplementation will decrease the the cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, and help with post recovery from heart attacks and reduce your risk of having another. All right. Well, last but not least in the quack report here, Chinese virologist Dr. Li Mengyang, she fled China because she was exposing the truth about the COVID-19 virus being lab created. She was on British television. You probably saw it. A lot of people have been talking about it. She says she's a virologist. She studied the COVID-19. She says it has some very unusual features of the genome. It suggests a sophisticated laboratory modification rather than a natural evolution. Well, a lot of people have been saying that's what it is for a long time. She says she had to leave China or she'd be dead and her identity erased forever. Well, that's typically what you can expect from a regime like that. But she's in educating people. This is all, you know, this wasn't evolution. This was in bio warfare. That's what you got. And that wraps the Quack Report. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about harassment, betrayal, and your brain. That's right. So what we experience and go through can be a positive experience or a negative one, right? So what we experience can be good or bad. And children, teens, and even young adults in school can tell you of the negative effects of harassment and betrayal that they face on a daily basis. So these experiences shape young minds, and we can have a generation of adults that learn not to trust. So the effect on the brain can be damaging, and it can be long-term. So we're going to check this out. First, harassment. There are a few things that outdo the heavy feeling of harassment. There's a few things. But this is a repetitive attack. Harassment is a repetitive attack. And it harms us and our emotional and cognitive side of our brain. So we are familiar with the term child abuse, and harassment is like that, even if the target is not an underage child. So harassment is normally carried out by bullies who themselves have a very severe low self-esteem complex. So they abuse those that they think are weaker, are at a disadvantage, and most likely can't fight back. And so sexual harassment falls into this category. And children and adults are abused. And again, where they feel that they are at a disadvantage and they can't get out. So for adult females, this situation may involve employment, harassment and employment, sexual harassment and employment, or it could be a spousal abuse situation and harassment and so forth. And the thing is, who would believe them, right? That's the big question a lot of times. So there is a price to pay for harassment of all kinds, and in most cases, the abuser and the victim do suffer, both. Well, let me read you this quote from psychologist Dr. Colleen Cullen. She's doing some research, and she said harassment, also sexual harassment, can trigger new symptoms of depression and anxiety, or can exacerbate previous conditions that may have been resolved. Someone going through or dealing with the aftermath of harassment, especially if the harassment was violent and there was an assault, may also exhibit these findings. So, not good. So it is especially difficult for women to experience, she says, harassment and sexual harassment in which 90% afterward exhibit a lot of symptoms of acute stress. So for many people, the symptoms dissipate over time and people recover. For others, it can really distress their lives. You know, post-traumatic stress disorders, that's what they get. Jennifer Freid, she's a psychologist, she is saying sexual harassment and gender harassment is characterized by sexist remarks, sexually crude or otherwise crude behavior in an environment of traditional gender roles. You know, so, yeah, interesting stuff. So Dr. Cullen is pretty accurate in describing the long-term trauma that can accompany a lot of harassment. And such experience are magnified if those in positions to help stop the abuse do not, and who may even encourage a continuation of the abuse. So this kind of layers in the betrayal. When you go to somebody for help and they don't help you and maybe even make it worse, it's kind of where that betrayal comes in. So an example would be someone seeking help, let's say from police, social workers, teachers, lawyers, judges, counselors, doctors, or even military officials. And they don't get help. They get the opposite. So in all too many of these cases, these sources and even the medical science can undermine the testimony of victims. They can undermine what the victim is saying. So without hard evidence, there is doubt, and doubt fosters denial of the victim's account. And psychologists call this, you ready? You know, you ready for what they call this? They call this institutional betrayal. Nice name. Describes it pretty accurately. Institutional betrayal. So our brain develops pretty early. So the area of the human brain that develops early houses our emotions and how we deal with stress. So these areas are next to the brainstem. And if harassment or betrayal manifests into physical symptoms such as things like high blood pressure, sleeping problems, body aches, stuff like that. So it can also affect the involuntary functions of the heart and breathing as well. So here's a quote from Ananya Angani. She's a labor and law employment attorney. She says sexual harassment is a slithering snake that ripples its way through a work environment, causing distress, disastrous results, she says. So the unfortunate person that has experienced, let's say, sexual harassment where they work can cause all kinds of physical distress. It can manifest as, you know, anxiety, panic attacks, fits of crying, uncontrollable crying, physical aches and pains, digestive distress, memory problems, headaches, nightmares, hair falling out, hives, shame or feelings of guilt, weight gain or weight loss, sleeplessness and insomnia, sexual problems, lethargic behaviors, and low self-esteem. So here's a prosecutor by the name of Wendy Patrick, and she says harassment is one in one's career early on can have long-term mental health effects and can last a decade. So it can affect that young person's ability to carry on in other jobs, in other sectors. Because they take advantage of the new person who doesn't know any better, doesn't know who to go to, doesn't know if this is the norm in this area of employment. They're just really exploited. And then there's the social media dagger. Not helpful. The development of our social media has kind of added a dangerous layer to harassment and betrayal. It can become a tool that magnifies the assault and the emotional grief of the victim. Not good. And you know what? Harassment is all about power. That's what it kind of boils down to. There was this research team at the University of California. They were delving into our brain and the perspective of how our brain perceives power, and they kind of encompass the harassment part of it all. And their research was published in the February 2018 Journal of Psychology Today. So those who engage in harassment behavior, they said, they want power, and their pursuit of power blinds them to other people's perspectives. So here are other revelations that they published on people that are seeking this type of power. They score lower on empathy, and therefore they don't see their victims as victims. No, big surprise. Those who carry out harassment are typically more cynical by nature. The power turns these people in. When they have this power, these people tend to start thinking in a more abstract form, and it increases their own personal sense of power. So to them, sacrificing a few people for the bigger picture is okay. That's kind of what we're seeing from these folks, their abstract thinking. So the power that they seek leads to unrealistic optimism or illusionary control of goals. And the power also leads these people to seeing the world in terms of their goals And so this leads those in power to objectify people that they work with. You're just an object. Here is a quote from Yale. They did a report called Sexual Misconduct Scenarios in 2013. They said, abstract thinking lets toxic behavior more easily slide by. Bill Clinton is an example of this. It is how they describe events to be less offensive and not as misconduct. So how they twist and characterize non-consensual sex is a talent they have. Talent, really? David Rock, he's director of Neural Leadership Institute, he said, power priming is linked with hostile sexism and gender harassment. He said power exaggerates the roles or of goals in people's lives and turns down the volume on inhibitions. So power means that your personal goals trump social norms in terms of importance. Well, you know, here we are with the rules don't apply to me kind of thinking. So it's any wonder why those in bureaucratic power, for instance, may exhibit indifference and fulfill institutional betrayal. Huh? Any wonder there? Well, you want to layer in some protection because these days we have to wear a lot of hats to avoid all kinds of problems, don't we? Work environments have changed. And, you know, people working from home and the virtual schoolrooms may have helped with the risk of harassment. So the brain tends to react to what we experience. And we have to be able to deal with more stress than ever before. So coping with stress is challenging. And we want to make sure we are not coping with stress via alcohol, smoking, and drugs. That's not going to help. That's going to create a whole new problem. So this can create other health risks when you cope with stress that way. And also when you do that, can give disease a foothold, alcoholism, you know, pulmonary problems from smoking, dependency issues. So I like to turn to a lot of the medicinal herbs instead. They can help you cope with stress without the risks of the side effects and dependency. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a lot of professional strength formulas that will strengthen the nervous system when you're under stress. So look, you might want to look for their emotional stress formula. They have a product called Valerian Root, which takes tension out of the nervous system. Relaxation formula takes a lot of tension out of your muscles. They have a body food mix with lots of the nutrition, again, the nutrition to help you cope. Strengthen the body to resist the stress better. None of these sedate you. So, you know, you can still function normally. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their new local number is 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Now, they're toll-free. I understand they've been working on – the phone line people have been working on getting their numbers to work properly. And their toll-free, I think, is ringing to their call center still, not to the – facility, but the toll-free is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And I believe the old local number is ringing to their call center, 704-885-0277. So they've been in their new facility since the 22nd of August, and their phone is still not functioning right. This is the phone company Spectrum, Time Warner, Charter. Boy, they dropped the ball. Oh, and but you still can call the call center, and the call center can get in touch with the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they can call you if you have some questions. Now, they are returning calls in the order in which they get them, so if you haven't been called yet, you will. Now, they do have the website. You can check it out, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. And, of course, they have a free product catalog. Do ask for that. It will be mailed to you. You can also go to the website and download it if you want to do that. And We're hoping this week, Frank, we're hoping this week they get their phone lines working. You know, they promised this week they would be. So I don't know what the big deal is. But you know what? Did I mention this the other day? If I didn't, I'm going to mention it now. A vendor over on the West Coast was saying that homeowners that move lines or businesses that call the phone company to move their lines, there's going to be long delays. He said that, he said he used to work for the phone company. He used to move those lines, you know, port them over and blah, blah, blah. He says what you want to do is called a phone broker. I've never heard of a phone broker. But he says you call a phone broker, and they have direct numbers to the people at these phone companies that get the stuff moved. You know, they know who to call. And you pay them some money, the phone broker. And the phone broker gives a little money to the phone company, and they move your lines in like 2 days, right? And you're in business, right? So if you're not paying the phone company to move your lines, I guess this is why you're sitting 3, 4, whatever weeks out, and you still don't have your number working properly. Isn't that something? That money answereth all things. So, yeah. But I hear, you know, AT&T and all of them, they're just, you know, all that like that. There's really, I mean, I guess they figure they got customers over a barrel. You know, that's really despicable. They're in the communication business, Frank, and they're not communicating very well. Well, we'll keep you apprised. ThePowerHerbs.com, definitely call the new local number 828-469-5972 or the 866-229-3663. You will get to the call center, and the call center folks will make sure that your voice is heard, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs will call you back if you need a call back. They can also take your order if you want to place an order with them. So, yeah, I know Frank saying Lily Tomlin tried to tell us one ringy dingy, right? Well, Frank's opinion is, well, he's just got a real negative opinion of the phone company. I think a lot of people have that opinion, Frank. I'm just not going to say it. I know. Oh, goodness. Well, if you're on the website of the Power Herbs, do sign up for the free online newsletters. They go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. Absolutely free, full of very informative information you're not going to get anywhere else. So now protect yourself out there. Get healthy and well. Do your organ cleansing and immune boosting, and that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs will help you with. I can see by the time on the clock there. We're going to take a little break. On the other side, we've got more health news, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Alrighty, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about breathing issues, COPD, you know, if you got emphysema, how about, all kinds of pulmonary issues, asthma, and so forth. There seems to be kind of this explosion in the pulmonary lung issue area. Lung function loss is becoming more of a problem, even amongst younger people because of the vaping. But we have these new diseases that are being discovered by medicine each year involving pulmonary. So as science tries to blame the respiratory diseases like COPD on your genes or your immune system function, well, we're going to check this out and see what else, what comes out, you know, what interesting variables come out of this. What is provoking these unnatural and very common pulmonary illnesses? Let's find out. So as if bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma really weren't enough for us all to deal with, either separately or collectively, now they call it, when you have all those problems collectively, it's called COPD. It's chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. And it involves all three, your bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. So medicine does not know what causes this. Now, in September 2017, the European Lung Foundation reported that after assessing over 55,000 nurses in the United States from 1989 to 2009, they found that they were at a very high risk of developing COPD. So variables such as age, smoking, body mass index, and the level of exposure to disinfectants were all analyzed. And what would make the occupation of nursing make you more vulnerable to a lung disease? Huh. Well, according to Dr. Oran Demas in France, who participated with the research with the European Respiratory Society, they suspect It's the cleaning agents used in the hospital that is promoting lung conditions like this. So their report suggested that the cleaning chemicals used in the hospitals increase the risk of pulmonary disease like COPD by 22 to 32%. That's kind of a big risk there. Yeah. So perhaps this is a good time maybe to inform you, hey, Listerine, now sold as a mouthwash. That was first developed as a disinfectant for operating rooms. They just noticed that, you know, if it can disinfect the germs in the OR, it can disinfect those germs in your mouth. They considered to give you bad breath. But unfortunately, the cleanser is not discerning between good, healthy mouth bacteria and unhealthy mouth bacteria. And what happens is you get gum disease and all kinds of problems using mouthwashes like that. Now, so the nursing staff, are they using the cleaning chemicals? Well, they said they tend to use them once a week at the hospital, so it increased their risk. I never knew nurses. I worked in hospitals. I never saw nurses clean a thing. They all had cleaning, you know, the janitorial staff do that. Now, occasionally they'd throw some, you know, surgical utensils into a machine to be sterilized, but that was about it. You know, nurses exposed to disinfectants, cleaning instruments, bleaches, hydrogen peroxide, alcohol, ammonia compounds, surface cleaners, all these things. Well, that's what this research is saying. It's giving them pulmonary disease. About 37% of the nursing staff, they say, clean surfaces each week. Well, I don't know what hospital they went to, but the hospitals I worked in, they didn't do that. No, it was janitors that did that. Approximately 19% use strong chemicals to clean medical instruments each week. Well, that I did see. But typically they would throw them in almost like this, something looked like a microwave oven, and it would clean the utensils, whatever they were, instruments, surgical instruments. Now, Dr. Damasco is on to say there was a suggestion of a link with the weekly use of disinfectants to clean instruments or surfaces, and to our knowledge, this is the best link so far that we have between the disinfectants and the COPD involving healthcare workers. Well, it's you know, a hypothesis, basically, is what, you know, it's a hunch. So it's very interesting, though, that the U.S. healthcare industry has no safety protocols in place to protect the employees, like, let's say, nurses, from the serious health hazards when they're using these strong chemical cleaners. So obviously their occupational work standards need to be reviewed and changed. Some of the hospitals that participated in the study were Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, and Boston, Massachusetts. So I want you to keep this in mind. Disinfectants used in hospitals such as bleach, quaternary ammonium compounds, they're used in everyday household cleaners. Those are used in everyday household cleaners. So the risk of domestic use of these chemicals can significantly impact the statistics of pulmonary disease such as COPD then. So it's not just nurses. Yeah, Frank's just saying wear a mask. It'll protect you. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Enlightening for Mr. Frank over there. And one disease can lead to another because according to the research done by the American Thoracic Society and the National Jewish Health Society, they said chronic lung problems are at a higher risk of if the patients have another form of mild disease. So according to Dr. Barry Make, this was a 2016 research, and it showed that an accelerated loss of lung function happened with patients suffering from another disease like emphysema or another lung-related illness. So medicine will put these patients on an endless course of things like antibiotics, steroids, and inhaler products. And the treatments are not preventing the loss of the lung function, resulting in a loss of about 21 milliliters of lost lung function. So medicine has kind of labeled this disabling condition COPD, which, you know, is a combination of things like bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. So hospitalized patients can lose triple lung capacity, up to 75 milliliters of lung function per year if they're not careful. So they say the COPD patients are also known to become severely depressed. And these respiratory conditions involve inflammation and muscle spasms. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't even, you know, probably walk up a flight of steps or across a room maybe if you have pulmonary issues. Too exhausting. So what are you supposed to do all day? Well, no wonder you're depressed. Well, let's look at the Greeks and the Egyptians for a minute. Who discovered emphysema? Well, this is a condition as old as smoking. Okay, so as long as cigars and peace pipes have been used, there has been pulmonary diseases. Mm-hmm. So the name and the description means swelling and inability to breathe, and it comes from the Greek emphysium, meaning inflate to breathe. In other words, you can't inflate your lungs to breathe. Emphysema is a Greek term. So the damage to your lung tissue is more common in the lower lobes of your lung. So in the 17th century, emphysema caught the attention of the public by an English physician by the name of Sir John Fowler. This is 1721. And Dr. Fowler educated the public on the progressive nature of emphysema, and that smoking, fumes, wood-burning fumes, atmosphere irritants, I don't know, if you worked at, let's say, a mill, lots of particulates in the air, all those are irritants that can create a condition. He advised people to avoid these irritants as much as possible. And, of course, you know, you may have known somebody in your family. Oh, yeah, Frank throws in there Antifa forest fires. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, avoid those. That's a good idea. Uh-huh. But you may know of maybe a friend or family member that had emphysema. Like, my grandfather had emphysema later in his life, like when he was in his 70s, right? But he was in his younger days, in the 20s, when he was a young stud in the 1920s, he would smoke cigarettes. But then he kind of, when he got older and had a family, he got rid of the cigarettes and went to a pipe. He had always smoked that cherry tobacco. It smelled like cherries. So usually it's very common with people who have smoked to have emphysema later in life, affecting the lower lobes of the lungs. Well, so what are the risks? Well, people who smoke are 15 times more likely to get emphysema. And people who work in industries like the coal mines or where there's a lot of dust, sawmills and stuff like that, you're also going to be prone to that condition. And there are rare cases where the elderly develop emphysema, but were not smokers. So emphysema is a lung disease which, you know, tends to be irreversible according to medical doctors. So the Lung Association and the Asthma Foundation, instead, they're told patients are given, you know, a lot of medications to control their symptoms, and they're told, don't smoke, don't smoke. So emphysema can also adversely affect the heart and contribute to lung cancer, of course. Frank's got a question. What, Frank? His father had emphysema, and you said if someone smoked for like 10 years, then quit, do the lungs ever completely heal? Well, typically, if you don't get the tar residues out of there, you're probably going to have a problem at some point, most likely, because the tar residues, like had a herb professor, had an account, at least when I was in herb school, way back in ancient times, Frank, had a guy who couldn't breathe. The son runs down the street, gets him, says, my dad can't breathe. He gets over there, and so he sees his neighbor, and his neighbor used to smoke like a chimney. Okay. And the doctors couldn't help him anymore, and they told him to go get his will in order and go home. So, yeah, this is, you know, kind of like the 1940s, 45, 50s area. This one, I think doctors still made house calls, you know. Anyway, so he asked the guy, do you want to live? And the guy nodded yes. He says, okay, well, I'm going to give you some things to drink, and then, you know, I'm going to tell you what to do. So he goes and he tells the son, go put on a pot of hot water and make some peppermint tea. So he does that. And he makes the tea, and he makes the father that's in bed drink two teacups full of peppermint tea. Now, peppermint tea has this analgesic effect, and it also helps to relax your diaphragm muscle, you know. So if you were to cough, for instance, you wouldn't strain your diaphragm muscle if it's nice and relaxed, see. So he makes them drink the peppermint tea, and then he gives them gobs. I'm like a lot of a liquid, herb liquid called lobelia. Now, lobelia is an interesting plant. If you take too much of it, it works like syrup of ipecac. Makes you throw up, right? So this is what the herb doc wanted him to do. He wanted this guy to throw up, but he didn't want him to strain his abdominal muscle when he did it. Okay, so he gives him enough lobelia, so the guy starts, you know, vomiting. And when you throw up, your abdominal cavity pushes in on your lungs when you throw up. Okay? Okay. This is why if you had any, like, congestion in your lungs, it would, the mucus would come up with the vomit. Okay? So this was the whole principle. Let's get him to throw up, and it's going to press on those lungs, and the lungs are going to purge of all that black, gooey tar. And that's exactly what this guy threw up. Stringy. Sorry if you're eating out there. Don't mean to gross you out. But stringy black tar is what he was vomiting up. And he threw up pretty much all night until the lungs were empty. Right? Now, mind you, prior to doing that, the guy couldn't sleep because he couldn't take a breath. So he was sleep deprived. So the guy sleeps, after he gets all the tar out of his lung, he sleeps for 3 days. And then the next time the herb doc sees his neighbor, he's out cutting his grass. He's waving at him. Hey, doc, I feel great. Just don't open a pack of cigarettes, you know. So you see, why couldn't white coats do that, Frank? Because they don't have the knowledge. They're taught to prescribe. They're taught to, you know, calm down your symptoms just enough so you can die of whatever it is you got. All right, so basically a lot of lung disease is not irreversible then, is it? Here's another case of someone with COPD. Another herb professor story. I find these fascinating. But there was once supposedly a famous actor who got diagnosed by different physicians having different lung conditions. One doctor said he had emphysema, one said he had chronic bronchitis, and one said he had asthma. Now, one doctor told him he had all three of the conditions, and he essentially had what medicine now is calling COPD. Now, mind you, this is back in, I think, the 60s this happened. So his condition was deteriorating, and I mean, he was an actor, and it would take his breath, so he had no voice. So the mic, when he spoke into the mic, it couldn't pick up his voice. He wasn't speaking loud enough, so he quickly became an unemployed actor, and then he deteriorated to the point where he was bedridden. Okay, so he had been pretty much a heavy smoker, this guy, 2 and 3 packs of cigarettes every day. Ooh. Goodness. So his family, his family was a tree of smokers, family tree full of smokers. His relatives all smoked, and they all had lung cancer problems, some sort of lung disease. So the first thing that His family called in this herb doc, and the first thing that they told the family was, he's got to quit smoking. Here he is, bedridden. He's still puffing away. What is that? You know? Not hard at this point, though, because it was difficult for him to, take a breath on his cigarette. Right now, he felt like he was breathing through a straw anyway. So his lungs at this stage were extremely inflamed and coated with a lot of mucus and tar, which made him cough very difficult, and each breath he took was very difficult. So he was desperate, so he decided to follow the herb doctor's instructions, as odd and bizarre as they may be. He told him, I want you to stop eating all solid food, and I only want you to drink juice, vegetable juices, and fruit juices. Okay. Stop all your dairy products. Stop all your white sugar. He says this immediately brought back his breath, and he was less labored to breathe. Okay. So the body has to take a lot of energy to digest solid food, but if you're taking the nutrition in a liquid form, it's a lot easier on the system, and that energy that it would normally use to digest solid food will go to heal you. So he's freeing up energy in the body. Then he had some herbal medicines he gave him to improve his pulmonary function, to help also expel the mucus, and a lobelia was one of them. And then he put him on a detox system, you know, because all those chemicals from cigarettes and things are in his body, and also the drugs the doctors gave him. So he told him, you have to stop all your bad habits that made you sick, and instead we're going to supercharge your system with nutrition. We're getting rid of the toxins. We're not putting them back in, but we're going to put nutrition in. So the actor actually made a full recovery, and he never smoked ever after that. So what science doesn't tell you is that when you make these kinds of self-help changes and you stop abusing the lungs, the white blood cells devour that goopy tar that you didn't get to cough up and any other garbage that may be in the lungs, and helps repair that lung tissue so it's not so scarred. So science tells patients the scar tissue cannot be repaired. Well, it can. So you can address emphysema by following kind of like the same therapies that you would for lung cancer and recover faster. So the research all points to your diets, which are typically devoid of fruits and vegetables, that increases the risk of pulmonary disease. So the carcinogen in your tobacco is more potent to those individuals that are on poor diets, right? They're meat and potato folks. They don't have anything green in their diet. There's some research you might want to check on Dr. Tim Byers of the CDC and Dr. Block of the National Cancer Institute. They found that all cancers, including lung cancer, is the most highly influenced cancer by diet alone. So an important thing to remember is that vegetables shouldn't be cooked. Try to eat them raw, maybe slightly steamed. Your body's going to need the live enzymes in those fruit. Juice them. That's why the herb doc juiced everything. You got the live enzyme nutrition. The body didn't have to struggle to digest it. Just absorb the nutrition right away. Super infusion, pew, of nutrition like that. That's what the body food does. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make this powdered plant-based mix, and you throw it in juice, a water smoothie, and you super infuse the system with nutrition in 60 seconds. And you feel it. It's amazing. Now, foods that are good for lung health, spinach, collards, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and dried beans. I was not a big Brussels sprouts person, Frank. I don't know. Just didn't like the taste. But then I found out if you want to get rid of the bitterness, you kind of soak them in ice water before you cook them. Isn't that something? Get rid of the bitter taste from the Brussels sprouts. You know? Sort of like I don't like gamey meats, like, you know, deer and elk and buffalo or whatever. They say if you marinate them with onion, you get rid of the gamey taste. I haven't tried that yet, but mini cabbages, you call them Brussels sprouts are mini cabbages. Is that what you call them? Okay. That's what Frank calls them. Okay, so if you eat more yellow, orange, green fruits, remember your plate should be like a rainbow. These are the kinds of foods that'll give you more protection from, you know, cancer. The beta carotenes, the deep orange colors, the deep green chlorophyll foods. Science isn't really sure why the beta carotenes and the chlorophyll full of foods are antidotes to pulmonary diseases like lung cancer. But in 1983, Dr. McKees and Dr. John Hopkins University discovered a majority of the lung patients there had low levels of beta carotene. And when they looked into it further, these low beta carotene levels mean you had twice the lung cancer rate. So a British researcher is also at the Empirical Cancer Research Fund report that if you eat a carrot each day, makes a big anti-cancer difference. So, and Dr. Regina Ziegler of the Nutritional Cancer Institute says, if you eat a half a cup of beta-carotene-rich deep green vegetables each day, makes the difference between low and high risk among smokers and even ex-smokers. So essentially, the research is saying that you can obtain cancer protection, pretty much and eating your vegetables and greens each day. And since each individual is a bit different, the anti-cancer impact from your food is going to vary a little bit. So it may take 2 to 4 carrots a day for some people, and maybe one for another. So just get your foods going there. The University of Alabama discovered the power of folic acid in your green vegetables helps fight cancer too. So lung cancer patients have lower levels of vitamin B, which weakens the cells, making them more vulnerable to tumors. Folic acid, your vitamin B, is found in those vegetables we mentioned, the spinach, the collard greens, the Brussels sprouts, and so on. University of Hawaii also did some study of vegetables and found tomatoes cut the risk of lung cancer like the beta-carotene-rich foods. They compared the tomatoes that were cutting the cancer risk 7-fold in women and 3-fold in men. So that seemed to do better than the beta-carotene for cancer prediction, they thought. Also, asthma. A lot of times asthma can be induced by vaccines and also a diet full of cow's milk and sugar. So if you got if I had children that were asthmatic, I'd take them off butter, milk, all the cows, dairy product, milk products, and the white sugar. So, and then if you're looking for something that dilates the bronchial, that lobelia does a wonderful job. If you don't take it in large doses, it'll help you breathe easier without you throwing up. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have quite a few things there and a free catalog to send you. The number is 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And of course, the toll free is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And the web address, The Power Herbs. ThePowerHerbs.com. I can see by the clock I am way out of time, but always a joy to being with you and empowering you with information. We'll be back later in the week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.